You're listening to Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle, where the fans live a little and love a lot.
Welcome to the Sandbar. This is Connie and Michelle, and we are coming to you from the beautiful island of St. John.
Yes, we've been here now 4 days. This is our extreme vacation. We've been kayaking. We've been
snorkeling, on the boat for a day.
Hiking, listening to some good music, going to 5 or 6 beach bars. Awesome vacation. We leave today. Our flight leaves at 4:30, so we've got a little more time in paradise. But we did pick this spot for a reason. And why did we pick St. John to do our first podcast?
Well, because first of all, I didn't really know much about St. John until I started listening to Kenny's music. Yeah. That's really where, I mean, we live in Florida, so it's kind of funny that we would come here or want to come here, but it's just such a different,
It's very different, yes. It's a rock. It's a mountainous, beautiful, waves crashing on the cliffs behind us place. Unlike Florida, it's very flat. We have Daytona Beach and Cocoa Beach and all those wonderful places. But what's really funny is the people that own this house, Paul and Joan, and give them a big shout out. The house is called Lyman de Coconut, where we're renting.
And it's amazing.
It is. There'll be pictures later on our site. But amazing that they're in Naples vacationing while we're using their house here in St. John vacationing. So it was funny to hear that when we got here that's where they were at. But.
And it was funny because you said, oh, they're in Naples. I'm like, Italy or Florida?
Because
I don't know why they would go there.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, Naples is beautiful, but
yes.
But there's nothing like this place. The water, everything that it embodies, just the people have been amazing.
Yeah, nice people. We've met a lot of people along the way. We've
a lot of people from stateside, which is really, really cool to hear their stories. We met Larry.
Yep.
At the tourist trap,
a
little place we happened upon.
Barbecued nachos, best nachos I've ever had.
Yeah, that's one thing we do when we travel. We have nachos.
That's our favorite thing, nachos. Mexican, any kind of Mexican.
The husbands won't eat it with us. So
yeah, but no guacamole for me, and she likes guacamole. Yeah. Michelle will eat my guacamole.
I got to work on that with you. But we have just been, we got to go to Skinny Legs. We went over to Host one day, which was just amazing. Yep. Unfortunately, the timing, we're about a week off because I guess the season doesn't pick up until everybody's saying November 1st, so which, of course, is very soon. But it was cool. We got to go to Foxy's.
Foxy was asleep upstairs in a hammock.
Yep.
We got a little history on him. He has 26 kids.
And his family
owns
the island.
Yep, owns the island. He's had 5 wives and he has 26 kids. We cannot confirm or deny that. That was what our boat captain, Ocean, told us. But
and Ocean was awesome.
Yeah, he seemed like he knew his stuff. He'd been here 10 years. He's lived here 10 years.
He was born on a boat, literally.
In Tahiti.
In a sailboat. Mm-hmm. His parents had 3 children, sailed around the world.
It was Sky, Ocean, and Forest were their kids' names.
But he was quite knowledgeable and has spent a lot of time on a boat.
Yep.
And took good care of us and just showed us some beautiful, amazing places. And
went to the Corona Island where the Corona commercials were filmed.
Got
some good pictures there.
That
we'll
was
post
awesome.
Those too. That was so much fun. Little lonely palm tree that sits out on this island.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to go back and look at those commercials.
Yes.
We haven't had a chance to do that, but look at them and see where we were there.
Yeah.
We were there and it is beautiful. Yeah. I don't know
we
who
went
found
to
it,
Woody's and got our picture taken where Kenny sang, "I have this bar."
When I see this bar.
When I see this bar. Sorry. We were having that bar.
We had a few painkillers that day.
Yeah. And then you had our husbands that were with us and our two close friends. They were laughing because they're like, why are they sitting there in that chair getting a picture taken? We were trying to recreate the video.
And you even had your aviators.
I did. I had my aviators. And
it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's a very small place, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. It's like a one room little hole in the wall, but it was awesome.
It was very cool. And everybody's just been so nice. But what's great for us is we've heard his music. We've heard him sing about this place and how magical it is and how it really can just touch your soul. And we're sad that we have to leave. We hope to come back here again one day, but it really is just a magical place.
It is.
I can't even describe it.
It was a great inspiration for what we've been working on for the past, since Boston.
Yeah.
Noelle and quite a few of our friends met Sandy and Noelle this year. Vegas trip, Boston trip, Brenda, Peggy, met lots of great people that inspired us to do something for everybody as a fan, have some little input. It's different than the fan club. It's different than Facebook pages. It's mm-hmm. just us talking about our love of his music, and we want to hear y'all's love of his music and why you love his music, and just be inspired to live the dream.
Well, and I think, and people are saying, what is Welcome to the Sandbar? And when we started talking about, you know, with no tour for a while, we all as fans and the music want to stay connected somehow with each other. And that's why we love the shows. That's why we love traveling. We had a great year seeing some awesome shows this year and meeting some amazing people, like you mentioned, along the way. And that's what Welcome to the Sandbar is all about. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear why you love the music. We want to hear what your favorite moments were of the show the shows this year.
We named it Welcome to the Sandbar because where we met all these people really was in the sandbar. We got to know a lot of our close Kenny friends in the sandbar. Everybody kind of laughed at Boston because we never went up to the stage. We didn't fight our way up there because we don't need to do that anymore.
No.
It's just being there in the experience of it all and knowing that we're there and he's singing to all of us was important. And I remember in Boston sitting back and just standing back with the crowd of people in front of us, and there were some people from the Virgin Islands there. And Noelle, I know, remembers this very clearly. And it was just a special, magical moment that
especially,
we'll never forget.
Yeah, when you're talking about when he sang Happy on the Hay Now. That was just, it was touching. We were all crying. And
this is what we're talking about. We want to hear these experiences. Just like we can tell you hundreds.
Yeah.
We've seen.
And we'll share them along the way.
50 plus Kenny concerts between the two of us. But
there
are lots of
experiences so
that I could tell you funny stories of when I first started liking Kenny and dragged my girlfriends, Elizabeth and Sandy, with me and getting fourth row. Before the sandbar, before he even had the sandbar in Daytona, getting fourth row in Jacksonville. I can just tell you, and Michelle can tell you the stories of going to her second Kenny concert with me. Oh my gosh.
We have a special guest, people.
Yes, we have an iguana.
That just jumped right out of the pool.
Yeah, he took a little
wow.
dip. We'll take a picture of that for you guys.
Good morning, mister.
Yeah,
there are iguanas, huge iguanas here everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Taking a little dip this morning.
Right out of the pool. That was, at least he didn't jump on us.
That would not have been good.
Okay.
I'm sure Kenny could make a song about that though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well,
he's staring at us now. We have an audience.
That was very interesting.
Yes.
But we didn't panic.
No.
So.
We didn't
freak
out.
Our goal here is to have special guests, and you will know many of them. Since you're a part of the No Shoes Nation, you will certainly know some of our guests that we're going to have on the show. We've met some great people this weekend, and we're going to invite them to be a part of it. So what we want to do is bring this to you guys, bring what we just experienced here in St. John, but also Welcome to the Sandbar means so much to all of us. And there are a lot of fans who've never, unfortunately, been able to, as of yet, experience the Sandbar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's really about the people that we've met along the way. And we know you guys have some great stories to share, too. So we're really excited to hear that. And you'll be hearing more in the next, coming few weeks. And we're really excited just to share
some great
stories.
This is kind of to hold us over until he tours again. And then when he starts touring, we'll concentrate on getting concert reviews and what people experienced. We'll do a little cast on how to be a good fan and how to be proper etiquette in the sandbar, because there is etiquette.
Yes. You know? Oh, we've experienced.
Yeah, we've
unfortunately
experienced
some
the
people
good and the bad,
who we wish weren't next to us in the sandbar.
Yeah.
But
one love.
Yep.
As
that's
Kenny
right.
would say, one love.
Yep.
Spread the love.
We try to spread
the love. So that's what a lot of this is about, spreading the love of Kenny's music. And venting about how you feel about his music and getting it out there and expressing yourself with it. It's important that you have that venue, and it doesn't always happen with his fan club or on Facebook, really.
Yeah.
So many Facebook pages.
Yeah, there's quite a few Facebook pages, and it's kind of hard to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
And this isn't where we're going to share news about,
no.
You know, because all that's already out there. This is really about the fans.
And we're not saying we're Kenny know-it-alls,
because oh,
by far
no.
We're not.
We just love the music. That's
yep.
What it all comes down to. And that's how our friendship started. We met through work, but then quickly realized we had a similar admiration of his music.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll do some things on, like, what's your favorite song? And we'll kind of review everybody's favorite songs. We'll take 10 of them and kind of pick out how each person liked the song and why they like it. And what's important to them about that song and what makes them feel the song and why it's their song.
And it's just interesting because, as Connie mentioned, we met some great friends along the way this year. And it's funny, we met Peggy and Jane, and they met at a show.
Mm-hmm.
Had never known each other. Now they've been traveling. Actually, now that Kenny's not touring, they're traveling around following Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Jane's a big Jake fan, and they've seen, I think, in the past couple months, they've seen about 8 or 9 Jake Owen and Jason Aldean shows. So, but they met at a show. They
yeah.
met at a Kenny show. So
and we met them at an NSR party.
Yes.
They got there a little bit late, and they were hauling their suitcases like we were hauling our suitcases. We were laughing.
Came straight from the airport
yeah.
to the NSR party.
In Boston.
In Boston. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We barely made it ourselves, but we did.
Yeah.
We met some of the great folks from Blue Chair Bay Rum
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
And that was very exciting, and
yeah.
we had a great time, and we hung out with Peggy and Jane the whole weekend.
And we played the Corona game where you had to find the chalk on the...
Oh, yes.
Road with them, and we won,
sandbar
tickets.
Because that was awesome.
Yeah, we were going in with no sandbar.
Yep.
We were just regular, sitting in the regular seats, and we ended up with sandbar tickets.
It was called teamwork.
It was.
There were four of us, we split up,
yep.
and we did it. We were
and
so
then
excited.
I have to give a shout out to Jane and Peggy for getting up front against the stage.
Two nights in a row
they did it for 6 hours.
They
each
did
night.
Not
six,
pee.
Six
I think
to
it was
eight
like
hours.
9 hours or something.
That's another thing. We could have
hours,
a whole
so.
We could have a whole podcast on how you get through the sandbar without going, having to leave to go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
And just, still drinking. Most people they still drink. I'm
we
like,
did
you
it
must
in Vegas,
have a bladder the size of a boat. There's no way.
We did it in Vegas, but that's a whole different venue.
Oh yeah,
like,
that was quick.
He
didn't have an
hard.
Opening act either,
yeah.
so it was quick.
Yeah, but we've had a great year. And we're going to share more of that with you, but we want to hear your stories, and we'll have a way that you can contact us on our site. And we're just really excited that we can all stay connected
yep.
as fans and share our stories. It's hard to share a story online and things like that. We want to talk
yeah.
to you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what makes you love the music
yep.
and how it inspires you. And many of us take the music and we live by it. We live
yep.
it, you know,
mm-hmm.
we incorporate it into our lives. Our kids know all the music, all the songs. We've made our guests this weekend listen to it all weekend.
I know,
weekend.
I know.
My
hiking the trails.
Yeah, we were singing.
Must have sang,
which was
when
not
I
good.
See this bar, five or six times. And we finally figured out you can't hike, sing at the same time. It doesn't
you have to
work.
Breathe.
Yeah, you have to breathe. And when you're singing, you're not really breathing. So
oh
we found out the hard way. We got up to the top and we were the only ones out of breath and nobody else was.
And we were laughing. We're like, we are so blessed that no one besides the people that love us, who are with us, can hear us singing.
Yes.
It's not pretty, people.
No,
it's not pretty.
No.
But it got us to those beautiful points of along so we could see the ocean and take some great pictures.
Yeah, go snorkeling. Hike down to a beach to go snorkeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a great, great trip. It inspired us. When you go to our site, which is welcometothesandbar.com, you'll see pictures. We'll post pictures, and we'll have a couple of different things from all of our friends. We have topics.
Yep.
Of course, we have the Tailgate King, Rusty.
Yep, we're going to have Rusty on. Many of you know Rusty. Many members of the No Shoes Nation, and big shout out to Rusty. He's got a new little pirate
yeah.
in his house. Daughter
Station.
Shelby had a baby,
yeah.
so and he had those cute little onesies made,
uh-huh.
too cute. But we want to give a shout out to NSR because we wanted to represent that while we were here as well.
Yes,
and we gave them a sticker at Foxy's. We gave Foxy's bartender an NSR sticker. Mm-hmm. It was very cool. And, of course, we're asking, why don't you have Blue Chair Bay rum yet? And,
yeah, that
well,
was,
Foxy's
that
got
was,
his own rum. But.
Yeah, that was very interesting. On the Blue Chair Bay rum, you would think it would be all over the island, of course, because Kenny... You ask anybody who's famous that lives here, Carol Burnett and Kenny Chesney.
But Carol doesn't take care of her house, by the way.
No, it's dilapidated.
Yeah, it doesn't look too pretty.
But his rum is not here. We found it at one bar, X on St. John.
Many of you may have seen the picture online when Kenny stopped in there. And
it's Cruz Bay right there in the little wharfside village.
Yep.
That's the only place we could get Blue Chair Bay rum. So it's kind of odd being here and not being able to just order up a Blue Chair Bay rum and
we're loyal an
island
to the
girl
now.
Or a pirate flag, and they look at you like, what the heck is that? So that's something they need to work on, but I'm sure they will get it here one day.
But Market X on St. John, he's the only place you can get it on the island.
Yep.
So if you're over this way, look him up. It's easy to find.
Yep.
Right there at the dock. Mm-hmm. Right next to the beach bar, actually.
Yep. And we took pictures of that.
Oh, gosh. And the painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We've had a few painkillers along this trip. So many, I think, that last night here, we were like the most boring clan on the island,
There's six of us, and we were all just kind of like mellow. We ate at Morgan's Mangoes.
Which was amazing.
Amazing food.
And we visited the tap room, which I was really excited about because I had seen them online and really want to stop by there. They've got a great story. Actually, hopefully we're going to have them on the show. And so we stopped in there to have a mango beer, and it's the only brewery on the island. And it was really fun because we didn't have our groove on.
No.
We were trying.
And then the word of the trip has been on fire.
On fire. And none of us were on fire last night.
No, we were not on fire.
We were on fire the first few nights, but our fire is slowly burned out because we're not as young as we used to be.
No, the drinking every night and all that is just not
We're not in
thing.
College anymore.
No. We don't do this at home.
No.
So
to
just like say, okay, we're going to turn it on. For about two nights, we turned it on.
But Ocean was quite the bartender on
our
captain on Thursday, when the first day we were here. Well, next day we were here. And took us all around, as we told you. And he was making us painkillers. It was my first painkiller ever.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're very good.
They were a little too good.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're so excited to be coming to you from St. John, from Chocolate Hole, where, as Connie mentioned, we believe... based on what people tell us, that literally right up from us is Kenny's house.
Yes.
We saw it when we were out kayaking, but...
there's no confirmation of that.
Yeah, we don't know.
But
it was pretty
inspiration.
Cool. Yeah, total inspiration. This island is magnificent. And it was interesting to hear people that we met tell us their story about living life on a rock. So
many people came here just like we did, vacationing or just visiting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people on their spring break or their college break or whatever, and they decided to just live here work here. And Jenna.
Yep, we have a friend that's
in
the process of moving.
We will definitely be interviewing Jenna once she gets on the island.
She'll be our eyes and ears on the island.
Yes, she's going to be our island correspondent,
yes.
Jenna Carr. So.
Jenna, by the way, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Jenna, because
we just introduced you to part of the
and
team.
And she will definitely want to do that. That's another one we met in Tampa. Yep. Rusty knows her.
Yep. Another person that we have met, did not know before, met at a show, and that was last year, and we're able to see her again. We were able to see her a couple times this year.
Yeah, we saw her in... New York at the Sirius show. That's a whole story that we have to tell.
Yeah, that
you guys will get
fun.
A really big kick out of that story.
That was fun. We had a great year. But yeah, we're going to have, like you said, some eyes and ears right here on the island that can report back to us, tell us what's going on.
Tell us about what Kenny's doing.
No, it's not about that.
Kenny needs his privacy. Let him enjoy his time away. But they'll let us know what's going on, and maybe there's another song in the inspiration for here.
Yeah.
Another old blue chair or pirate flag or somewhere.
We
on
got
the
to
coast
see
of
Cinnamon.
Somewhere beautiful.
We got to see
Cinnamon
Bay,
Bay.
Which
boats,
was very
boats
cool.
Boats sailing in and out of Cinnamon Bay.
So we got to see a lot of that. So
Wyatt Mon Pub.
Yep.
Yeah. Foxy's.
Our boat was called No Worries Mon.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we tasted Foxy's Firewater Rum.
Not as good as Blue Chair Bay.
You know what? When you've had the best, it's kind of hard. It's a whole different style of rum, but it's kind of hard to top that smooth Blue Chair Bay rum. Actually, Nicole, who's with us, doesn't drink very much. We made her a drink.
Pineapple and Blue Chair Bay.
She was like, wow, that's really good. It's so smooth. which was kind of funny. Yeah. But this is where it's just about the fans. We want to hear your stories, hear you tell us about why you love the music and how it inspires you. And that's it. That's what Welcome to the Sandbar is all about. And we can't wait to meet all of you and share your stories and hear your stories. And we've got some big things planned. We're really excited. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we want you guys to keep tuning in. We'll probably do one, start out once a month, maybe once every couple weeks. We have a Facebook page, Welcome to the Sandbar. Website kind of keeps you abreast of when we're going to do our blogs and podcasts, and you'll know. Definitely some links on the page to go to the different Blue Chair Bay Rum, Corona, all the different sponsors that Kenny has, because we know you guys do indulge in his sponsors, which is awesome.
Yeah, we were representing Blue Chair Bay Rum this weekend, Costa Sunglasses, No Shoes Radio. So
we had it all.
We did. We did. And or as he says, she had it. No.
So, but let's thank the main person, Kenny Chesney, for inspiring us to do this. Yep. And I think we're out of here. I think we've gave you the gist of what our story is and what we're about. If you guys got any questions, there'll be a place on the website. You can ask us questions. It can be crazy questions. It can be just regular everyday questions.
Yeah, and like we said, we are not experts at all.
No.
We have other people that are part of the No Shoes Nation that No Shoes Nation that know a lot more than we do.
Yes.
But we are just fans. That's really what it comes down to. We're fans of the music.
Yep.
And we're fans of how the music makes us feel when we're driving down the road and we're having a crazy day. And that's what brings it back when the kids are stressing us out and jobs get a little crazy.
Michelle has two boys. I have two girls. So we live parallel lives.
Yes, we do.
The male and female version.
Yes, which is quite comical. And what would be funny, we should introduce them at some point.
We will.
Because they will, they have a lot of Kenny music stories.
Yeah, my daughter has a very good Kenny story.
Yes, and you'll see that picture, I'm sure, on the site somewhere.
Yeah, she was 5 years old.
Yes.
She has a very important Kenny story that I don't think she realizes how important it is.
We'll have
but she will when
she gets older. We'll definitely have to talk about that.
Yeah.
And share more stories.
So we got plenty of things to talk about. So we want to.
All right, I think we're
tell
out.
Everybody have a great goodbye winter.
And goodbye.
I know
from
it's starting
St.
to get
John.
Cold everywhere. Yep. So it's not cold here.
No, it's not cold here, and it won't be cold in Florida. Yep. So you can come visit us in Florida.
Yep.
But we're out.
We'll talk to all of y'all soon.
Yeah.